On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Midwest royalty as we run down the GABF award winners, talk about Midwest Coast, Printer's Row Brewing, and a whole bunch of other stops this week. All that and more on this episode. Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we are drinking one of the latest Great American Beer Fest Medal Award winners.
Alarmist does it again, man.
I don't know. This time they've done it for hazy, and now they do it for lagers?
Yeah, and I want to say they snuck a pale in there.
Fanceless won last year.
They're on fire, man. That's wild.
Yeah, this is the Midwest Royalty Lager. It's a corn-fed Midwestern bread lager.
5.5%, man. Brilliant lager. It looks like they put corn in it. Corn, six-row malt, and good intentions.
Good intentions, yeah.
How about that? So how about Alarmist, man? Like, a lager metal.
Right.
A hazy metal and a pale metal.
That's a good range. Like, that's pretty nice. So I was over there this past week for...
Yeah.
And I was glad to see this still on tap, and they still had 4-packs in the fridge, so I had to get a 4-pack for the show.
Yeah. And then we take for granted, like, we're kind of spoiled with all these breweries, but then there's a range of breweries. We always talk about that. And then now we're looking at it like there's a ton of breweries that won awards around here, man. I think if I got this right, man, 15 medals this year.
Yeah, we're going to get into the medals. Should we get into it now? Well, let's save it for a minute.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, yeah. But what do you think? I'm liking this beer from Alarmist, and I think they kind of pivoted a little bit to a little more easy drinking beers over there.
I like beers that I don't have to drink about. or think about.
Okay.
You take a sip, you have no complaints, you take another sip.
Yeah.
You know, simple, clean, old man beers, I'm in.
Yeah.
That's us now. This is the old man beer podcast, man.
So we're going to sip on these as we talk about our last week or so in drinking. And we're going to go over these GABF medals and all the ones we breweries we should be checking out.
Right on.
So there was Alarmist. And then I made it over to Sox Park. And hit up this craft cave that Nick's always going on and on about.
You made the trek to Guarantee Rate Field, huh?
Right.
How was it, man? How'd you get there?
One, we drove, and that's a mess.
Yeah. So
we didn't really know where to park. And then some...
You park in the parking lot. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we didn't. I kept looping us where there's arrows, and the arrows don't go to where they're supposed to. Finally, we just hit a side street, and somebody's selling permits. And we're like, all right.
I hope this works. I've been in that position where I'm like some random dude and the permits kind of balled up a little bit. And I'm like.
Oh, these were like clean.
Oh, okay. So you're doing way better than what I've done.
And we were like.
I bought crumpled up permits at this place.
We were like one block from the train. So super easy walk. And then they were like, all right, yeah, permits. And you need beer. You need juice boxes. You need. Soda.
They're selling fucking cider. They're selling seltzers.
Yeah, just on the street.
All kinds of shit.
Yeah,
it's like a farmer's market, from the train to the park. Yeah. I'm like,
but we just got our permit and we're like, all right, we'll hope this car is here when we come back. And it was.
There you go. So see,
it all works out.
The universe has a plan, right? You know.
So that was my first time at the stadium over there.
Yeah,
and it's. There's a lot to, like, take in because there's a lot of food, and then once you get in, I knew there was a lot of beer options, and that almost paralyzed me going into it.
Yeah, because in comparison, if you go to Wrigley, you know,
Well, it's a Bud house, right? So there are some exceptions to that. Like, you know, they have an old style tap, but mostly it's Bud everywhere. Yeah. And, you know, you might have a Half Acre, you might have a Virtue Cider, but mostly just the Bud portfolio. But down there, they don't have a main sponsor. Like, Miller was a main sponsor. They pulled out. So a partial sponsorship is split between, like, Modelo and Rev and Goose. And then there's a ton of all these small craft offerings. Right. So it's totally different.
But the first thing I saw was the Golden Ale from Goose. And I was like, yeah. All right, that works out well. You know, kick things off, get the good photo.
There you go.
Easy drinking Goose Golden Ale. So we did that. And then at one point, we made our way to the craft cave, which is very confusing to get to. We were in the 100 level.
Right. So you have to walk down Goose Island and enter there. So basically, right. You're in the outfield.
But there's no signs that tell you to do this.
That is true. Yeah.
And so we were walking. We almost walked out of the... Because we're like, oh, we think you can... Because you can go around and down and into it, but it's like blocked off now.
Always go in through Goose. So the Goose Island is in the outfield. You walk down the island, you know, that lovely water.
Yeah, that's way...
that lovely horizontal pond.
In my mind, it was way bigger. It's like someone turned the hose on and it's running down their railing.
I'm like, you guys put this 50-foot goose out here, which I love. But then the actual island is no bigger than like the slit on the table we're recording. It's probably 5 inches deep
and just
wide.
Blue lit water.
Not the best. Not my favorite feature. But you walk down Goose Island to get to the craft cave.
Yeah. And then my thought is you're basically in like a kind of like, not that dugout area, but that backfield, which those seem like kind of expensive seats or standing seats or like hangout seats.
Yeah. Like so like on. Where the pitchers are, the bullpen.
And they just let you walk down there, and no one's really, like, you can stand there for a minute. I don't think anyone's going to, like, stop you. They're not like, hurry up, get through. It's so weird that they're just letting you, like, walk through that. I guess I would be annoyed if I had to see that. My God, all those people.
It's a lot to take in.
Taking, like, messing with my vibe down here.
Yeah. And then the Goose Island seats are a little bigger, right? Bigger than the regular seats. And then they got standing room only. But yeah, if you're on the first floor of the Goose Island, yeah, you can just stand right behind the outfield wall and watch the game.
Right.
Until someone tells you to move.
Right. So, yeah, we stood there for a couple pictures. But yeah, inside the craft cave, it's 6 coolers broken up by different styles of beer. And so, luckily, there wasn't a lot of people in this craft cave thing. I don't know if people don't know about it or because it's pretty big and there's a lot of beer in there. So.
Yeah.
Or people get it and leave right away. We got some beer for ball games from Off Color.
So that's Cream Ale?
Yeah, and Della, which, they won.
Yeah, shout out to Old Irving.
Yeah. But there's just a lot of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, man, they say over 70 breweries represented. So there's a craft cave on 100 level, and there's a craft on the 500 level. Now, did you make it to... did you make it to Rev Social Club?
I didn't, but Maeve did. We walked around the whole thing, and I missed how you get up there.
Yeah.
And she went back at one point and went up there, but she said there was nothing really up there.
Okay.
And that you couldn't... Yeah, I wanted to see if there was other beer or food or what was up there, but never made it back there.
Yeah. Sometimes there's 18th Street up there.
Okay.
And a few other brands.
But
it's kind of surprising.
You can order beer from the app because they don't have people walking around in the stand.
Oh, they don't have vendors, yeah.
So you can order any beer, right? And they just deliver it to you for whatever that premium is?
Yeah. No, I've never done that, but that is an option.
Right.
The ballpark app.
And so we were sitting right where they were often throwing the balls into the stadium or stands.
Okay.
We were like right there in the 100 level.
Yeah.
And so people were ordering beers from those people all the time. They seemed like hardcore fans that don't leave those seats.
Yeah. It's a busy place. My favorite part when I'm at that place is, sit down, find your seat, take in an inning, maybe two, and then just kind of cruise this thing because there's so much. It's so busy.
Right. There's so much stuff to do. I mean, different beers at different stations, different cocktails at different stations, statues and all this kind of shit. Yeah, so I like to cruise. I like to cruise it all.
Didn't even get into the cocktails. It was busy. It was a Saturday game, Red Sox versus White Sox, so it was a lot of people there.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cheers to Revolution, because, I was on the 500 level, so there's no service of any kind. I got to go stand in line and get a beer. But on the TV, I noticed that behind home plate, Revolution had their ad. They had the Revolution logo behind home plate.
Okay.
And usually they don't do that. Usually it's like Goose Island, and it says Chicago's Beer in big, dumb letters. But for this series, I think it's because they sell beer in Boston. And I think Josh D's from Boston, that they had all weekend long, they debuted this Revolution sign. So that's the first time since I've been watching all season that I've seen the Revolution behind there.
Wow, that's
so
cool.
That's okay. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but they lost that day.
They did. I think they lost 2 out of 3 to Boston. Yeah. Still in first place, but
yeah,
lost the battle of the Sox.
That was rough. It was like 7?
Oh, yeah, it was 7-0. Then they came back and tied it up at 7, and I think lost 7. I think they lost like 9-8 or some shit like that.
Yeah, we like left, I think, after, or we went and got to the Craft Cave after that 7-inning thing, and we're like, this is over. Like,
yeah,
you gotta give up 7, and then we came back. It was like an hour later, and there was only 1 inning. We're like, what the hell?
That's the problem with a lot of runs. So they score 7 runs. It's in the 4th inning. And, yeah, the game's been on for like an hour, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit, we still got a whole half a game left. So, yeah.
But that was a good stop. That was like Alarmist and Sox were pretty much my only like kind of beer stops this past week. What about you?
Right on. What did I do this week? Back at Half Acre. So picked up On and On Part 2.
Came out.
Yeah.
We were concerned.
Yeah, the president said it was a go. The mayor said it might not be a go.
Yeah, this mayor sounds like he's full of shit.
So I think, president had that one right. I would hope so. They had a going away sale, a garage sale at Lincoln. So I popped in there and grabbed a few things. So...
Nice.
So that's it for Lincoln, man. I think it's over, right?
Like
time for Hot Butcher to go in there. I want to backtrack, man, because last week we talked about all those Evanston breweries. You know, it started my Evanston hunt, and I didn't go to it because it wasn't open yet. There's another brewery opening in Evanston.
Yeah.
Called a Double Clutch.
Okay.
So it's kind of Double Clutch, kind of named after, like, I don't know, like what you do to a car or something. It's got a car theme.
Yeah.
All their pictures have, like, old classic cars out in front. So I guess that would be the 4th brewery in Evanston. I didn't mention that. So I drove up there because, they had the hours up.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get there and then there's permission in the window and they're not open yet. But, what I do this week? Oh, I went bike riding down to Forbidden Root.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Not the new one at Band of Bohemia.
Is that a go yet? I don't know. I went to the original one. So past Division Dew Fest, Division. Passed that up, went down to Forbidden Root, and they got sidewalk seating, man. They got like 5 seats outside.
Nice.
I grabbed an IPA, and I grabbed the Sparkling Rosé.
Okay.
On the sidewalk.
12% one?
Yeah. Just like a proper end of summer on the sidewalk Chicago Ave beverage.
Nice.
It's pretty as hell, too. The way it sits in the glass, that dark red, like really dark, fun, kind of burgundy hue.
Cool.
So I did that. And then I made it down to Midwest Coast for the first time probably since me and you've been there.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So Midwest Coast was doing their 2nd anniversary party.
Oh, it's been 2 years already.
Yeah. I should have took pics, but nothing really caught my attention. It was weird. Because I went for the Oktoberfest, and I'm like, well, is it coming in a stein? They were like, no. So then I just got sad and just didn't take any pictures.
How do you come out with an Oktoberfest and not have a stein for it?
I don't know. But they were partying in their, they got a backyard space.
Yeah.
And they had a one-man band. Your classic Oktoberfest party, Lederhosen. What do you call the St. Pauli's girl outfit? Whatever that is. You see a lot of that, bags. They get a lot of runners and a lot of cyclists and a lot of dogs at that place.
Just dogs come in?
Just dogs. Oh, because there's a dog ice cream machine. So humans have no ice cream machines. Dogs have a soft serve ice cream machine just for dogs. And it's like a German food truck. I'm like, right on.
Chicago Beer Pass stickers on the cooler. That was cool. Yeah. I saw that. I probably should have took a picture of that. There was something else. Oh, they had a collab. I didn't get the Oktoberfest. I got the collab with Finch.
Okay.
So Finch and
Midwest Coast,
they have a cherry lager collaboration.
Huh.
Yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, it was quite nice. So it's a lager all the way up to the end, and then it's got this nice little just splash of cherry. Nothing heavy at all. Just very faint, very like, easy.
Not like a barrel-aged, like Death by Cherries. Fruited. Like
just kind of like a fruited lager. Okay. Yeah, just a nice cherry, 5% cherry lager. I tried the Oktoberfest, but the cherry lager, I would go back. I would go back for that. Yeah, but cheers to them, man. They're going on 2 years.
Nice. Did you hit up any of the other 10 breweries?
You know, I thought about going on tour, and then I just didn't.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, you know what? Oh, I ended up at a distillery. I went to Ryan Hall, distillery, okay. And apple brandy on the sidewalk, or on the sidewalk seating. Not like, you know. Okay. Like
I've never gone to Ryan Hall. Like, it has weird hours.
It's never fucking open. That's why you never go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just apple brandy on the sidewalk. And by that time, I'm like, I should probably get home before it gets dark.
So you're like, rosé, cherry. Apple, brandy, getting through all the flavors.
I got my 10 miles, and just kind of whistled all the way back north. It was fun, though, man. It was fun. I haven't been down there, like, those two places. Like, I haven't been to Forbidden Roots since we went,
yeah. And
I haven't been Midwest Coast either. So okay. I think that was my romp, man.
That's pretty good. That's a good little track.
Check these photos, man. I always take photos so I don't forget, man. I think that was all I did, though.
Okay. Man, all right. Sounds like a pretty solid last week or so. And then last week when we were recording this episode, we wrapped up, and then I was checking Twitter, and GABF awards were going down. Like, we could have recapped them live if we would have saw this. But
Did you know? I didn't know. I didn't know until you said something.
Yeah, so I didn't know, and then I was trying to scroll through things. I put on the YouTube feed and it was like ending, and I was like, oh well, I'm not gonna scroll through this. I'll just get the recap from someone like Porch Drinking or something like that.
Yeah, how cool is it that we happen to be drinking the distill that day?
Yeah,
I was like, did Brett set this up? Because
that was that one didn't win, the Deadhead.
Yeah, because I was the locale one.
Yeah.
But that the another one in that series one.
Yeah.
Oh, we got the list right here, man.
So, yeah, let's run down at least the Chicago beers or Illinois breweries that won here.
Yeah, for sure. Haze of the Dead is the distill one. So, distill won twice.
Okay.
They took the fuck is this? They took a bronze and a Juicy Hazy or Imperial Pale IPA. Okay. They took a bronze for Haze of the Dead, and then they took a gold for Tour Bus. Now, both Haze of the Dead and Tour Bus are in that Deadhead IPA series.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess we can start there with Distill took home 2 medals and Pollyanna took home 2 medals.
That's funny because, we were talking about Distill and being this, like, craft beer, I don't know, sought-after thing for all their, like, barrel-aged fruited, sour.
Saint Dakara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a while there. And then they sort of fell off the map, and here they are picking up 2 awards.
Yeah. Good for them, man. I know Dulce Fredonia cleans up at Fobab. You talked about Saint Dakara. Operation Overload was one of the first big IPAs I got into.
Yeah.
And here they are, like you said, fucking 8 years later, out of nowhere with this Deadhead IPA series, and they take home 2 medals. 2 medals in the Juicy or Hazy category, which Chicago is owning the last 3 years.
Great.
Chicago's medaled all 3 years of this category. Pollyanna got on the board twice. Party Penguin. And other strong beer took a bronze, and then Roselle Red Vienna style lager took a gold.
Okay. And then they won last year for their light lager, right?
Light thinking.
We had that right after they won that. So
yeah. So let's go. Should we go through the rest of them?
Yeah, lay it down.
We're under attack. What's going on?
Cicadas are coming for us out here.
We're live outside again. Sorry for the pause there. Let's run them down, man. Tribes and Mokina, American Belgo style IPA.
Okay.
Took a silver. We already mentioned Alarmist with the Midwest Royalty. Goose Island, Matilda,
Brett, bronze in the Brett tier category. So that's their first one. And remember, the running joke on Goose was like, everyone knows what BCS tastes like, so they'll probably never win again at JBL. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they got a gold, or sorry, they got a bronze from Matilda.
Wow, that's pretty nice. Like Matilda, it's one of those beers I enjoy quite a bit, but I know it gets me in trouble because...
It's 7%.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you just kind of like crush them. And then you're like, oh, shit.
I think they deserve a lot of credit for being, you know, a crew that before anybody else had it on their radar was like really into pairing beer with food. So they had that elegant chalice that they poured Matilda in. Yeah. One of the first beers I really fell in love with was like an old Matilda. You know how Matilda's got its traditional, you know, logo, yeah. right? But then this one, you know how the older beers have that...
the writing.
The black...
Scripture.
The black and white script. Scripture. Yeah, and I had one of those. And you sit on a Matilda for three years, man, and yeah. Matilda's fucking fantastic. Just big, fucking ripe banana. Just great.
And for so long in Chicago, you could find $5 Matilda pours.
Yeah.
And it was just like, yeah.
It's so true, man. Vocal Jam from Short Fuse. Took a silver in the experimental beer category, so cheers to them.
Okay.
Will County Brewing in Shorewood, Illinois.
I don't know that.
Now, Will County is...
I don't know where Shorewood is.
Me either. I know Will County is where Cook County stops to the south, yeah. and then Will County begins.
Right.
But I don't know where Shorewood is. Fruit Wheat Beer, Bam Bam Loves Pebbles, okay. is your gold medalist there.
Damn.
Huh. Tangled Roots out in Ottawa. They took a bronze in the same category for Sunkissed Blonde.
Okay.
I've heard of Tangled Roots. I've had them at like the Naperville Ale Fest. I couldn't tell you much about them though. No. Yeah. Short Fuse again. So, man, Distill, Pollyanna, and Short Fuse took home a pair of medals.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Short Fuse again in the Fruited American Sour category with a silver.
That's pretty awesome for Short Fuse. I feel like a lot of beer people, there's like a love hate. With Short Fuse, like
yeah, you know, we were on location there once for like a video, like a CBG video thing, and you know, their story was cool because one of those guys, the guy who's brewing there, is from Goose. He's part of the flock,
yeah.
And you know, they have this massive space and it's super close to the airport. There's a lot about that space that makes sense, but yeah, I think some of their stuff is cool and some of their stuff I just wasn't into. But yeah. They have a big following, probably because you could party your ass off there and bring like as many people as you want.
Right, and it's not far from the Outlet Mall. That's where the Chicago Dogs play, too, right over there. So you can kind of go to it either before or after a game or before or after the mall. So
yeah. So good for them, man. So hopped out in Huntley.
Yeah, I know. You've been there. I saw that popped up, and I was like, really? Wow.
So hopped. So I think they're like, you know, I don't know, something about the building used to house like a sewing company or something like that, or... Tropical Hurt Locker is a Fruited American Sour.
did Illinois get gold, silver, and bronze in this Fruited?
Wait, I just lied to you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Get my eyes checked, man. That was a German alt beer.
Oh, German
so alt hop. Beer. So hop was a German alt beer.
Okay.
And then we talk about Della from Old Irving. Yeah. That's a German style Kolsch. Now, last year... They surprised everyone and took like they took a medal in the hazy
for Beezer.
Yeah, so cheers to them, man. Super underrated. German style Kolsch again for Crystal Lake.
Okay.
So it looks like Chicago took the silver and the bronze in the German style Kolsch category.
That's weird. Like we clean up in these hazy beers and then we're like, you know what? We're gonna do Kolsches.
How about that? So bronze and the gold in Fruit Wheat beer. And then the silver and the silver and the bronze in Kolsch.
Nice. So who took home, can you click on that? Who took home gold in
both of those?
In the Kolsch.
We can find out. This is just a screenshot. We can find out though. That's a good, I want to know too. We talked about Distill. They won twice, both for Hazy's. Triptych.
Yeah.
Down in Savoy. Juicy or Hazy bronze.
For which one?
Dank Meme.
Dank Meme. I think I had Dank Meme. Did we have it on the show?
We had a... I know we had a Triptych collab with Microphone on the show.
Yeah, that's still in the fridge. It was
a monster beer, Brad. This shit's like 12. Wait, was it listed? Was that the one that they didn't even list it? It was just a triple IPA? Listed.
It was too big for us. We were weak sauce on that one.
Dude.
Just couldn't do it. I still have them in the fridge because I'm like, I just need someone.
What the fuck are they doing?
I just need someone to show up that wants to like party and be like, here's a 12%.
Yeah.
For you.
Last but not least, Mickey Finn's, Libertyville.
Whoa.
Hello. Dark and Down. It's a rye beer. They took home a silver.
All right.
That was fun.
Nice.
You know, Mickey Finn's up in Libertyville. You know, I used to, I still work in Lake Forest, but we just never go now because we're at home. But, you know, Libertyville, downtown Libertyville is a romp for lunch. It's like not far away. It's like a 10-minute ride.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been to Mickey Finn's quite a bit in my day. You know, they had a beer called Pineapple Express, the triple IPA. That was always pretty good. And they're like the oldest brewery in town.
They're not far from your buddies at Wild Onion.
And they're not far from Wild Onion. That's always an if you just want to go north after a romp in Lake Forest, you hit up Mickey Finn's and you go up to Barrington for Wild Onion.
Okay.
Yeah. So cheers to them, man. Mickey Finn's.
Yeah. So who won then gold for this Kolsch beer? That's kind of my thought. Is it going to be a macro win? Or is it going to be... feel like it's probably someone most of us have heard of or familiar with, at least.
German style Kolsch. We're going to pull up a style here. Let's get to the bottom of this, Brad. They're spelling Kolsch Coelch. So they're adding an E there.
Ah, interesting. Okay. Cicadas are coming back out.
All right. We talked about the bronze, that was Crystal Lake. The silver was Old Irving. The gold is a crew called Chuckanut Brewery.
Oh, so not someone kind of big.
Chuckanut Brewery with a beer called South Nut. Let's find out where Chuckanut Brewery is, man.
In Chuckanut. Chuckanut County. I feel like it's going to be a town. No.
Bellingham, Washington.
Washington, okay.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. All right, good for them.
Yeah, man. There's your GABF, man. Chicago. Short Fuse won. You know, they split up the small brewer of the year into, like, maybe three or four categories.
Right, and Short Fuse won last year?
They won this year.
This year,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
For like barrels under 1,000 barrels, I think.
Ooh, who does Short Fuse know in the GABF like judging committee over there?
Yeah, so they won 16 medals for beers in Illinois, and then if you count the Short Fuse win for small brewer of the year, 17 medals.
Not bad.
Shit.
Nice.
Good for them.
Cool. Nice. Well, any other news or events coming up that we need to tell people about? We got an Oktoberfest happening over at Skokie.
At
Sketchbook.
Right on.
They will be steinholding. People will be in lederhosen. Probably soft pretzels. Maybe hard pretzels.
The huge. Yeah. Cheers to the aforementioned Old Irving. They're celebrating their 5th anniversary with a Hoptoberversary.
Oh, yeah, we're drinking out of the Old Irving glasses.
Oh, yeah, we sure are. Yeah, so cheers to them. And also, before we get out of here, I wanted to mention Printer's Row Brewing. That was a stop this week. And Printer's Row is a neighborhood, like, downtown, right? Like,
right.
Kind of
right by Columbia College.
Exactly. Yeah, like, you know, 800 South, right before you hit Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Also, but the Printer's Row Brewing is up in Portage Park.
Okay.
So, like, northwest of here. And
well, that's confusing.
It is, a little bit. You can thank Ravinia and 18th Street for that, right? Because they got locations and spots that are not 18th or Ravinia. But so now everyone's doing it. But apparently this crew took over like this Mexican food stand right at the corner, right on Milwaukee there, just past like the old Fishman's.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, fell in there for a pint, and they got a flagship beer called 81 West, and they named it after the, it's an IPA. They named it after the bus. So the Irving bus is called is bus number 81. So they named
that's
it after that.
That's a good idea.
And you know, they were brewing at Lake Effect.
Okay.
But you know, so they got their shit and they found their place. And I'm like, so, and he's like, yeah, and before that we were brewing at an aquarium store. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, one of the owners of Printers Row Brewing is like, he also owns an aquarium store. So they carved out a space in the...
That's super illegal.
They carved out a place in the aquarium store to brew until they got their own place.
That's some illegal shit there.
The aquarium? I don't know. I don't have an aquarium.
I don't think you could do that. Like, you're not zoned to, like, was that beer hitting market? Were you just practicing in there?
They were definitely brewing there.
If you were just brewing it for your home consumption, maybe.
Well, maybe there was a brewery set up in the aquarium store. Had to be, right?
Yeah, but were they zoned to? I don't know. I don't know the liquor rule.
I don't know what the laws are on brewing near aquariums. I have no idea.
Shit. Okay.
But I'm like, that's something you won't forget.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean aquariums? He's like, oh, one of the guys owns an aquarium store. I'm like, that's funny as hell.
How many aquariums? There's only like one I know of, like the Old Town Aquarium, and then there's another location of it on Irving Park here.
I bought an aquarium once, like, I don't know, in the early 2000s, yeah. And it was like a going away gift. I was leaving Texas, and I bought it as a gift from my bestest friend. That's the only time I bought an aquarium.
Feels like you have an aquarium and a waterbed. They go together, right?
Waterbed, man. You ever had a waterbed?
My parents did growing up. And we had an aquarium, so that's makes sense.
I had a waterbed once, and that was the first time I drank a Grolsch, because the guy who was selling it to me, you know, he helped set it up, and his son played acoustic guitar, and they were just cracking open Grolsch with the swing top all night, and you know. We party with them, and they
fill up your waterbed.
They help fill up my waterbed.
It seems like such a weird thing, yeah. But I feel like aquariums and waterbeds go together.
Oh man, a temperature control on a waterbed though is pretty nice in the summer. You know,
I guess in the winter probably too.
Oh, in the winter too, yeah. So, oh, but yeah. Oh, but cheers to them, man, because I really like their IPA, man. 81 West IPA, and I think. When you get that far north, man, it's Lake Effect and shit. And these guys, and I think that's about it before you hit the burbs.
But there's another... Lake Effect is the new Lake Effect in Jefferson Park.
Right.
And then there's another one in Jefferson Park. Another brewery that's already open and serving. So there is another spot.
This one, Printer's Row.
Is that Printer's Row? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in Jefferson Park.
Well, it's in Porter's Park, which is next to Jeff Park.
No, there's another brewery in Jefferson
Park. In Jeff Park? Yeah. I don't know that one.
It's like on a corner.
We're not giving the people much here, man.
Yeah. We're gonna have to go wander the streets of Jefferson Park and see what's up. Cool.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that place, man, because that was on the romp this week.
Nice. All right, and then one miss that we totally forgot about was Oktoberfest happening in Lincoln Square.
Oh yeah, like. Probably like a nice proper German Oktoberfest.
Right, so they do Mayfest and they do Oktoberfest, which Mayfest happens in April and Oktoberfest happens in September. And you can drink your little stein, plastic stein of whatever. I forget the.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, even if it's plastic, give me the stein. You know, at Midwest Coast, it was all plastic because they were partying in their patio or whatever. But I'm like.
They should have had the fake. Plastic steins.
Just give me the stein. It's a party, man. I want a stein.
Although.
I wouldn't have tried the cherry lager, though, if they gave me a stein, so.
The nicest stein we have is that Argus stein.
Man, that motherfucker is sweet, ain't it?
That's a nice stein.
You know, I shattered my my pour-over coffee carafe.
Oh, yeah.
And I just used the Argus stein with the V60 over it. It is literally the best stein I have. Second best, I'd probably say, is the Metro one.
Dude, the Metro ones, I don't have, like, a big Metro one.
I just got that 30, this 32.
Yeah, I got the littler ones, so.
That's the one I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I think they have a big one, like the Argus. Uh-huh. Yeah, like the 64.
Yeah.
But.
No, I mean, there's nothing like drinking out of a stein.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Although our wooden ones we used on a reel last week were pretty good.
That reel went fucking nuts. That reel went nuts, man. That was great.
All right. So I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Nick, where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad, Chicago Beer Pass. Chicago Beer Pass Twitter, Instagram, the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. And we'll be back soon with another episode. And we might have to go inside at that point.
It'll fuck around and be 50 degrees out here.
Or we can do a campfire one.
I got a hoodie.
Yeah, we do a campfire episode.
Wear my socks hoodie, man.
Take care.
Cheers.